You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
It's time for women to own their investing journey. And that is according to the newly appointed CEO of Satrix. That's South Africa's biggest unit trust provider, Fikile Mbokota. She's joining the Market Update right now to tell us exactly what that means. Fikile, thanks so much for your time. First of all, congratulations on the new job. And I know that you started in June this year, and I'm interested in how things are going for you.
Good evening, Fifi, and to your listeners. Thank you so much. Yes, I did start in June. It's been pretty fun, actually. I've enjoyed the job. I really love the team. I love that the fact that the business is solid, one of the largest ETF provider in South Africa and mostly in Africa, and one of the largest passive funds in Africa. So really enjoying myself, still in my first 100 days and really enjoying my job. Thank you.
So you're no stranger to the world of investments, probably why you are, you know, finding that you fit in with relative ease and you can describe a new job as pretty fun at the early stages, because you've been around the financial block for a really long time, 18 years, I read. And you're talking about the fact that you're still yet to reach your first 100 days. I'd like to find out what your personal goals are right now as the CEO of Satrix.
My personal goals are to learn as much as I can about the business. And I also personally feel that there's a lot of alignment in terms of the strategy, current strategy for the business, in terms of where we are, and just the brand itself. I think it spoke to me quite a lot. And I think that's why I decided, one of the reasons why I decided to join the business. Also, I really feel passionate about women. I really feel passionate about making sure that the investment's accessible to the man on the street. I think that previously, you know, when our parents used to save, most of the money would be put to the bank and it would be invested in a money market account. I think Satrix is a wonderful business because it provides access ETFs that are very much easy to invest in at a low cost and through a very easily accessible platform.
I mean, with all the experience that you have had in financial services, as we do reflect on Women's Month and Women's Day, what has your experience shown you, or what have you learned about the women that you've worked with and the relationship that they have with money and investments relative to men?
Yeah, it's quite a question because the stats say that globally women invest much less than men. And this is very much in general. But actually, when they do invest, they invest their investment returns actually outperform those of men. And this is according to the Fidelity Investment Study. Maybe it's because they trade less so that they can ride out market lows. And I think they probably invest more consistently, which means that they don't try to time the market. But I think, despite this, overall, women can be less confident when it comes to investing. And this may be because they may be more risk-averse, plus the pervasive problem of the unequal pay. I mean, we've seen the stats where women earn around 30% less compared to men in the same role. So, but I think it's very critical that you know, women start to own the investment journey. I think women start to empower themselves and learn about different products, because I think going down the lane, that could make a big difference in the narrative. Because when children look at their mom and they see that their mom has saved so much money and they look at the power of cumulative returns, that really brings it down to the next generation. And I think there's a lot that we can do in terms of making a change.
I mean, when you talk about the lack of financial confidence, especially as it does pertain to the confidence to invest, it's something that's common amongst women. But I would argue that amongst Black women, perhaps that confidence barometer is a lot lower, because, I mean, traditionally, access to information around financial education and investing hasn't come by quite easily for the Black community, and I suppose this is why we are also sitting with the challenge of inequality and the lack of financial freedom, or one of the reasons. And I'd like to find out, as a Black woman yourself, who can probably relate to what I'm saying, how you plan on perhaps extending the net out far wider for this community who might be more afraid of this world just because they don't know it.
Yeah, that is a very important question. Thank you, Fiti, for asking. One of the things I'm really passionate about is education, you know, ensuring that the company that I represent, Ecetrix, provides access to solutions that meet people's needs at a low cost. You and I know that, when we were young, mostly our parents, when they wanted to save, they would go to a bank and get access to good returns, but very much low over the long term compared to inflation. And I think Cetrix has the ability to provide ETFs, which have the ability to provide good returns over a long term, where you can invest in a basket of shares to avoid concentration risk. And also, I think it's important that we understand the power of cumulative returns. You know, investments should be a long-term gain, where if you invest 100 rand today, that could easily get 10,000 rand or 25,000 rand over a long term. I think that this is something that I'm very passionate about. And I think that in my message, you know, and in my role, it's something that I'll be speaking quite often about.
All right. So for the listeners who are hearing about this platform of Cetrix and unit trusts and 100 rand investing, and you know how over time it can grow to 10 or 20,000. So how do they get started? How much do they also need to get started?
You see, the beauty about Cetrix is that you can invest even as little as 100 rand or even 1 rand, you know. It's really just to get you to start investing, you know. And I know sometimes times are tough, but people don't have that little extra to save. But I always talk about the fact that women should try and gain financial confidence and empower themselves by negotiating. You know, negotiate the terms of your debt and use that little bit extra to save it. You know, instead of going out and buying takeaways every weekend, maybe buy them once a week, you know. And that helps you because you can then invest that little money that you have, and over time that could grow to something else. And when your son or your child sees you doing it and they see that power of cumulative return, they actually will do it, and that is passed on to the next generation. And so that is what we need to do as women to make a change. You know, let's make a change. Let's change the next generation. Let's be financially confident and learn more about investment products.
So finally, please share your negotiating skill confidence that you have, because this is an area that a lot of women are, you know, intimidated by or shy away from. I mean, I'm one of those women as well. I find it really hard to negotiate. So how, in your view and in your experience, can you negotiate successfully as a woman?
Sure. Look, you have to ask. You know, when a bank offers you a certain rate, you ask for less. And if they don't, then you consider other banks. It's actually very empowering. And once you start to do that, actually, the more you do it, the more empowered you feel to actually start to negotiate even more. So,
all right, so Exercise the negotiating muscle is your message.
Absolutely.
And it will get stronger.
Absolutely.
All right. Figile, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that we're probably one of the first interviews that you are taking since your appointment as the CEO of Cetrix, and we really appreciate it and look forward to speaking to you further on your journey. That's Figile Mbogota, the CEO at Cetrix.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.